Welcome to Season 3, Episode 7 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about faith in God to provide. As always, we're going to be focusing on what the Bible has to say about our topic. So I invite you to test all things in light of what the Scriptures teach. Let's get started. The book of Leviticus contains many laws and regulations for the people to follow. However, their compliance with these laws was not just an act of submission to one in authority. In some cases, the obedience could only be done if they had complete faith and trust in God. In other words, it was not just about obeying God because He's God. They were having to act in a way that was contrary to conventional wisdom and put their complete trust in God and rely upon Him. In this episode, we're going to look at two examples of commands that could only be obeyed if they had complete faith in God to provide for them. First is the Sabbath year. The second is the year of Jubilee. And after we consider these examples, we're going to make some applications for us, as we are also required to put our complete faith in God as well. So the first one we're going to look at is the Sabbath year. Leviticus 25, verses 1 through 7. It says, "The Lord then spoke to Moses at Mount Sinai, saying, 'Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I shall give you, then the land shall have a Sabbath to the Lord. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather in its crop. But during the 7th year, the land shall have a Sabbath rest to the Lord. You shall not sow your field nor prune your vineyard. Your harvest after growth you shall not reap, and your grapes of untrimmed vines you shall not gather. The land shall have a sabbatical year. All of you shall have the Sabbath products of the land for food, yourself and your male and female slaves, and your hired man and your foreign resident, those who live as aliens with you. Even your cattle and the animals that are in your land shall have all its crops to eat." What they were required to do during the Sabbath year was to let their land rest, just as they would do every week on the Sabbath day. Every 7th year the land would rest. They would not sow, not reap, not prune their vineyards. Now, the natural question that would have arisen in their mind would have been this: if we let the land rest for a whole year, how will we be able to survive? Now, keep in mind, their economy and their livelihood when they reached the promised land would be based upon agriculture. What would they eat? What seed would they plant after the Sabbath year? And God had already anticipated those types of questions. In Leviticus 25, a little bit later, in verses 18 through 22, it says, "You shall thus observe my statutes and keep my judgments, so as to carry them out, that you may live securely in the land. Then the land will yield its produce, so that you can eat your fill and live securely on it. But if you say, 'What are we going to eat on the 7th year if we do not sow or gather in our crops?' Then I will so order my blessing for you in the 6th year, that it will bring forth the crop for 3 years. When you are sowing the 8th year, you can still eat the old things from the crop, eating the old until the 9th year, when its crop comes in." So God promised them that He would provide a harvest that would yield a crop for 3 years during that 6th year. This way they would have food for the 7th year, have seed to sow the 8th year, and have food to eat during the 8th year until the 9th year. God would provide, but they needed to trust in Him to do so. The second example is the year of Jubilee. That's also talked about in Leviticus 25, but in verses 8 through 12. That says, "You are also to count off 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years, so that you have the time of the 7 Sabbaths of years, namely 49 years. You shall then sound a ram's horn abroad on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement you shall sound a horn all through your land. You shall thus consecrate the 50th year and proclaim a release through the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. And each of you shall return to his own property, and each of you shall return to his family, and you shall have the 50th year as a jubilee. You shall not sow, nor reap its aftergrowth, nor gather in from its untrimmed vines, for it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat its crops out of the field." Now, the year of Jubilee included the lands reverting back to the original owners if they had been sold, and each one therefore returning to his family. However, the year of Jubilee also included a rest for the land, just like it did on the Sabbath year. Verse 11, you shall not sow, nor reap, nor gather, yet just as he would do during the Sabbath year, God promised that he would provide for them. Now, the application for us, as we learn the lesson that we need to take as Christians today, remember that the Israelites, in these examples, were to have faith in God to provide as they observed the Sabbath year and the year of Jubilee. If they didn't trust in God to provide, they would not have let the land rest on the appointed years. Instead, they would enjoy the greater harvest the year before, but keep right on working the land because, after all, you never know what the future holds. While we don't have the same specific promise or command as they did, there is a lesson for us in these commands. We must trust God as our provider and our sustainer. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 17, Paul says, "Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy." We need to remember that God is the source of all of our blessings. He richly supplies us with all things to enjoy. Therefore, we must fix our hope upon Him, not upon the temporal blessings that He gives us. In Matthew 6, 31 through 34, Jesus said, "Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Our first priority, as Jesus explained, must be spiritual things, God's kingdom and righteousness. We must not worry about what the future holds. In 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2, it says, "On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save as he may prosper, so that no collections be made when I come. As we assemble with the local church and give of our means on the first day of the week, we do so, as Paul said, as we may prosper. Not that we believe that if we give more, God will bless us more, as the health and wealth prosperity preachers teach. But instead, it's in the sense that if we give in faith, with the understanding that God will continue to bless us." So in conclusion, God's people must trust Him completely. The Israelites needed to do this with their livelihood. Today, we need to be sure that we do this with the fate of our eternal souls. As Peter said over in 1 Peter 4:19, that we entrust our souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others. Next week, we're going to be talking about obedience and disobedience. Until then, I hope you have a great week.